Father, we bless you tonight. We honor you and reverence you, saying, worthy, worthy, worthy is your name. Father, we exalt you. We bless you. We magnify you. We want to thank you, Lord, because you've been so good. We want to thank you, Lord, because you've sustained us and brought us through the year 2020. Father, you've carried us over into this new year. And we say like Israel, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when trouble rose up around us in the year 2020, where would we be? But we can say like Israel, oh, it's because we serve a great and mighty God and that the greater one's on the inside. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us the victory in any and every situation. You've destined us to win, to conquer overwhelmingly tonight. We want to thank you for that. As we come with the word of God tonight, we know that your word is no ordinary book. Your word is the most special of all books because the words in this book are alive. They're living. They are anointed. Father, the words in this book contain the answer to every problem, every situation, every ailment known to man. The answer is found in the pages of your holy word. Father, thank you. Your word is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. Your word is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Father, thank you for the mighty word. Speak to everybody tonight, everyone listening, those listening through a live stream or some recorded venue or listening even at some different time. Speak to every ear that hears this message. Speak to those in this live audience, Father God. Speak to every situation, into every circumstance, into every scenario. Speak your mighty word, Father God. Your word has the answer that we need tonight. And then we thank you for the good Holy Ghost. He's our helper. He's our comforter tonight. He's our counselor. He's our truth revealer. He's our standby. He's our advocate. Father, thank you for the mighty Holy Ghost tonight. And thank you for using the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of your people to apply this word individually in our lives. And so we just give you the glory for all that shall be done in our midst. Thank you for unction. Thank you for utterance. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God. We'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. We'll turn and wave at somebody. Give them a virtual hug. Praise God. Tell them you're glad to see them. After you do that, let's thank all of our musicians and frontline singers for leading us into the presence of God. Don't you appreciate being ushered into the throne room of God like that? We appreciate anointed people like that leading us right into the presence of God. Thank God. You have your Bible tonight. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5. We're going to start with the 17th verse. God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen than that. But the Bible says this, that God has got a breakthrough and it's got your name on it. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, David had just been anointed king of Israel. And you would think after being anointed king of Israel, he would have a few days of vacation or a few days of rest, but it doesn't typically work out like that. And having been anointed king of Israel, the Philistines hear that he's king, and they start stirring up trouble for the new king right away. In fact, they move into position, into battle array to fight with David. He's just barely taken the throne. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 5, starting at verse 17. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. And then David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand." And so David came to Baal Perazim and defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters." And they abandoned their idols there, and so David and his men carried them away. 22. Now the Philistines came up once again and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "You shall not go directly up. Circle around behind them and come at them in front of the balsam trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then you shall act promptly, for then the Lord will have gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines." And then David did so just as the Lord had commanded him and struck down the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. What a powerful scripture. The Lord sent me here tonight to tell you that he's got a breakthrough with your name on it. In fact, he sent me to tell you it doesn't matter what it looked like for you in 2020. Doesn't matter what you went through. Doesn't matter what you had to deal with. Tonight, he wants me to tell you he's got a breakthrough with your name on it. I said, David was outmanned, outgunned. The Philistines had more power. They had more resources than David. But David had something they didn't have. He had some inside information. The same thing you and I got. We got some inside information. You said, why is it inside? Because the greater one's on the inside of us. 1 John 4:4 said, the greater one's on the inside of you. I said, I wish I had a bigger amen than that. And David got to praying and asking the Lord, should I go out and fight with the Philistines? Is this the battle I should be engaged in? And the Lord said, yes, go and fight him. And David said, if I fight him, will I win? And God said, yes. Why? Because the battle wasn't really David's. I wish I had some help in here. The whole time, the battle was really the Lord's. The Philistines, they weren't really fighting against David. They couldn't see. They were fighting against the Lord. They were fighting a battle that was impossible for them to win. Oh, but David had some inside information, and the Lord said, go and fight. And David went and fought the Philistines and defeated them. Powerful victory. And David said it. He said, it was like the breakthrough of waters. God gave me a breakthrough when there was no way, when I wouldn't have made it, when they would have annihilated us. He was saying essentially the Philistines would have struck us down. The Philistines would have killed us all. The Philistines would have won. But if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, who was fighting the battle, who gave me the breakthrough. David said it was like a breakthrough of rushing waters. Hey, God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. And whatever you've been facing, what somebody said, well, I've been going through some things in my body. God's got a breakthrough for you. Somebody said, I'm dealing with stuff with my finances. God's got a breakthrough. Somebody said, I'm dealing with stuff. It's in relationships. God's got a breakthrough. Somebody said, I'm struggling in my mind, in my emotions. God's got a breakthrough. I said, whatever it is, from a job to a home, whatever it is you need, God sent me here to tell you he's got a breakthrough tonight with your name on it. David said it was like the breakthrough of waters. It was totally unexpected. You could not foresee it in the natural. But when God is behind this thing, God and you are a majority. And if you got God on your side, you don't need nobody else. I said, if the Lord be for you, then who can be against you? I said, if God is standing with you, you got all that you need. And David said, the Lord, he was a brand new king, and he was about to be defeated. He was about to be defeated in the first battle. But hey, God stepped in and gave him a breakthrough. Gave him a breakthrough. But if we're going to have a breakthrough, there are some things that we must do, because it doesn't automatically fall on us. And this is the point of the sermon where you lose half the ears. Everybody will give you an amen when you holler breakthrough, and that's the right thing to say. Yes. But I want to talk to you briefly tonight about three things that will ensure the breakthrough. I'm talking about the manifestation in your life, the breakthrough, whatever it is you need. God's got your answer tonight. Go with me now to Exodus chapter 17, if you'd be so kind. Exodus 17. I said the title of this sermon, God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. He's waiting on you to believe that. He's waiting on you to believe that. He's waiting on you to confess that. He's waiting on you to say that. Oh, but if you believe it, if you confess it, if you say it, no devil in hell will be able to keep you from the breakthrough that God Almighty has for you. And I want you to know, you and I have been destined to win. We've been destined to win. Here we're in Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, starting at verse 8. And then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. And so Moses said to Joshua, choose men for us and go out and fight against Amalek. And tomorrow I will station myself on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And so it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands. one on the one side and one on the other. And then his hands were steady until the sun set. And so Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And then the Lord said to Moses, write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Verse 15, Moses built an altar and named it, the Lord is my banner. And he said, the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation. What a powerful scripture. We're talking about the Lord has a breakthrough with your name on it tonight. He's got a breakthrough with your name on it. And there are three things that I want to talk about tonight in our time that will guarantee your success in this new year, 2021. Will guarantee the manifestation. There's no doubt about it. God has a breakthrough with your name on it. But the first thing we have to talk about is your position in Christ. Now that's something good to talk about. I ought to have an amen there. I said, in the body of Christ, every member of the ecclesia, the called out ones, we have a position in Christ. We have inherited a position in Christ that guarantees us victory. And one of the things we need to get the manifestation of the breakthrough is we need to meditate upon our position in Christ. Now, most times when you talk to people, they want to talk to you simply about their condition, what they're going through, what they're dealing with, what they need, what they're dealing with, what their ailment is, what their struggle is. That's your condition. Oh, but when you stop focusing on your condition and when you start to look to your position as to who you are in Christ, I tell you, there's no devil from hell be able to stop you. Keep your finger there. That's Exodus 17. Keep your finger there. Go over to the New Testament with me, over to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. We're talking tonight right now about your position, your position. And part of your position is to know who you are in Christ. You're going to Ephesians chapter 1 while you're going there. Man, I sure recommend this book the In Him book with the In Him scriptures by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's out there in the bookstore. You can order it online. If you don't have this book, or if you have this book and it's been a year or two since you've read it, then you need to get it. And if you can't immediately find it, then you need to go and order it. Go out to the bookstore and buy this book out. I remember one time years ago, Pastor was teaching on In Him. He was teaching on In Him, and Sam and Ann Graves, man, they had such excitement and joy. They went out and bought an In Him book for everybody that was in church that day. You remember that? They bought an In Him book, gave it to everybody in church. It was a blessing. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you've read this book 20 years ago. It doesn't matter you read this book 5 years ago. It doesn't matter you read this book last year. If you'll meditate, what? You say, what's so special about the book? It's just full of scriptures. It's not really the book. It's the scriptures that are organized here that remind us as to who we are in Christ. Because when we remember who we are in Christ, the enemy can't defeat us. We're in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Somebody ought to say, I'm blessed. Oh, yes, you are blessed. He's already done it. He's already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heaven. I wish I had an amen in here. In heavenly places in Christ. It's a finished transaction. It's already been done. You already been blessed. We're not waiting to be blessed. You already blessed. And if you read down there, the scriptures in there, every place where it says in him or through him or by him, that's talking about you. You need to put your name on that. Every place that, you know, for example, said verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood. Well, you ought not let Satan lie to you, try to get you to think, well, God hadn't forgiven you, or God doesn't love you, or God didn't save you. Hey, if you confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you're born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let any devil or demon from hell lie to you. You've got a promise in the book. Praise God, in him we have redemption. The Bible says, going on down there, verse 10, in him, and then into 11, we've obtained an inheritance. Verse 13, in him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him. Praise God.
Can't nobody take it. Can't nobody take us from him. Glory to God. We were sealed in him. Verse 20. We're in Ephesians 1, verse 20, talking about our position. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, talking about position, understanding our position, which he bought about in Christ. The first he is God the Father, which he, God the Father, bought about in Christ when he raised him, that's the Lord Jesus, when he raised him from the dead. And what did he do after that? Seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Now let's look at how Jesus is seated. Verse 21, how is he seated? Far above. I like that. He's not just seated above. He's seated, help me out now. He's seated far above. Tell me that again now. He's not just seated above. He's seated what? He's far above. Verse 21, far above all rule. Now, when we're talking now about the enemy's kingdom, about ranks in Satan's kingdom, rule, authority, powers, dominion, that's Satan's kingdom. Let's read it again. 21, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. He put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Slip down into chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Now we just read there in 20 and 21 that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's not just above principalities, powers. He's far above you. We read it right there. He's not just above it. He's far above it. In other words, there ain't no comparison. I said, amen. I said, Jesus is seated in a position of victory. I said, Jesus is not trying to get the victory. He's already got the victory. I said, Jesus is not waiting for someday to be victorious. He's victorious right now. Now we're in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. Hey, did your eyes see that? Did your eyes see that? I mean, did your eyes read that? I'm reading Bible. I'm reading chapter and verse. Bible now. Did your eyes read that? Talking about you. That's so good. I'm going to read that again. That's so good. That's like a piece of sweet potato pie on Christmas Day with some whipped cream on top of it. And you have a bite and you just say, I'm going to have another bite of that. I'm going to read that again. We're in Ephesians 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in our transgressions. Made us alive together with Christ. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. Now look at verse 6. And raised us up with him. So we were made alive with him. And then we were raised up with him. Oh, and then you see what it says right there? And seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ. I said, I wish a brother had an amen tonight. I said, your position, who you are, who we are as the ecclesia, the called out ones, members in particular, individual members of the body of Christ, we have inherited a position of victory. Glory be to God. Hey, it doesn't matter. You say, well, I'm broke tonight. You can't stay broke. I said, if you'll meditate on who you are in Christ, you won't stay that way. Somebody said, I'm not feeling well in my body. You won't stay that way if you'll meditate on who you are in him. Because in him, you have the victory. In him, the devil's been defeated. In him, we have all of our blessings and benefits. The greater one lives on the inside of us. What is it that you need? In him, we have it. In him, we have strength. Somebody said, I need peace for my trouble. In him, we have peace. Somebody said, I'm looking for provision. He'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in him. And we have to let our position uplift our condition. We spend too much time looking at our condition, we'll be defeated. But when we look up to our position, who we are in him, our position in him will always uplift whatever the condition is. It really doesn't matter what the condition is. What matters is the position. And when we pay attention to the position, more attention to the position than we do the condition. Somebody said, yeah, but I'm going through something. Yeah, you might be going through something, but you're armed with the greater facts of God's word. God's word is greater. You say, well, I'm facing, yeah, but Jesus is greater than that. You say, but I'm dealing with, yeah, but the Lord is greater than that. I said, he's already destined you to win. Our position, who we are in Christ, when we spend time, and that's why those in him scriptures are so important, because when we take the time to meditate on who we are in him and realize the victory is not dependent upon us, that breakthrough that David got wasn't because David, it wasn't because of David, God gave him that victory. And he's given you and I the same breakthrough. You and I have the same victory. I said, I wish I hadn't lost my amen. I said, God gave you and I the same victory, the same breakthrough, but we're going to have to meditate on who we are in Christ. Because it'll lead us through the breakthrough every single time. Who we are in Christ. Go back with me to Exodus 17 real quick. Exodus 17, I want to draw attention to something else David said. Moses said here, Exodus 17, Moses, you know, we read... In 2 Samuel, that was David, but here, Exodus 17, we're reading about Moses. But Moses and David learned the same thing. They learned the same thing, that God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. And let's go back to 14, Exodus 17, 14. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, write this in a book as a memorial, recite it to Joshua. I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and named it, the Lord is my banner. And he said, the Lord has sworn. Moses, he built an altar and he said this. He named the altar, the Lord is my banner. Abraham one day, he was at an altar and he said, I'm going to name this altar that my God shall supply all my needs. He's Jehovah Jireh. Said, I wish I had a bigger amen. David had a banner and David said, hey, the Lord's got a breakthrough with my name on it. You say, why are you saying that? Because listen, to walk in the manifestation of our breakthrough in 2021, we're going to have to meditate and we're going to have to be convinced and know, meditate, keep our eyes on who we are, our position. But listen, we're going to have to also focus on our promise. I said our individual promise. The Bible is so full of promises that pertain to whatever it is you're dealing with. If you're dealing with sickness, there's a promise about that. You ought to be in there in Isaiah 53. If you're dealing with sickness, you ought to be in Isaiah 53. Those first six verses. Oh my. You say, well, go to Matthew 8, 16 and 17. You're dealing with sickness. Go to 1 Peter 2, 24. There's a promise for that. And Moses said right there, he said, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner. You know, Israel had just come out of Egypt. We're talking about the promise. You've got to focus on your position. Secondly, you've got to focus on your promise is what we're talking about now. Your promise. You've got to find a promise in the book that applies to your situation. You've got to get your head in this book. Find a promise that's pertinent to your situation. And when you get that promise in your heart and start speaking that promise out, you ought to be saying, every promise in the book is mine. Glory be to God. Like that song, they say, every promise in the book is mine. Hey, because as believers, we have inherited every promise. Jesus died. Jesus paid the price for us to have every promise. I said every promise in the book belongs to us. Glory be to God. Go with me, 2 Peter in the New Testament. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. Moses said, hey, his the Lord is my banner. It was a way of saying his banner over me is victory. It was a way of saying, hey, God's got the victory for me. Second Peter. Oh man, God's got the victory. You're going to have to find what promise pertains to what you're dealing with. What you're dealing with. You say, I'm worried. I'm just worried. I can't even sleep. You need to be in Psalm 4, verse 8. You need to be in Matthew 6, 25 through 33. You need to be in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You say, what? Find a promise that pertains to what you're facing. Where did I tell you to go? Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent what? Promises. Oh, yes, he did. So that by them we become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. I'm telling you, God's got a promise with your name on it. And if you'll get that promise in your mouth, get that promise coming out of your mouth, there's no way to stop the breakthrough. There ain't no way to stop the breakthrough. It doesn't matter what it looked like. This was Israel's problem. This was Israel's problem. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible warns you and I as New Testament believers, don't make their mistake. Hebrews 3, 8, don't make their mistake. What'd they do? They hardened their heart. When they should have had a promise in their mouth, they had doubt and unbelief in their mouth. And when their year 2021 arrived and they were supposed to have the promises of God in their mouth, they had doubt and unbelief in their mouth. Go with me to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Oh man, you've got to know your position tonight. You see, if the enemy can, if he can't get your eyes off of your position, who you are in Christ, oh, there's no way to stop the breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. God's got a breakthrough with your name on it. It's already a finished transaction. But we receive the things of God by faith. We enact the things of God by faith. Faith is believing with the heart and confessing with the mouth. That's how we got saved. It's believing with the mouth, believing with the heart, confessing with the mouth. Romans 10, 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. But here, it's Psalm 78. Psalm 78, we're talking about Israel and we're talking about the promise. They were supposed to have a promise in their mouth. God had a breakthrough for them. He broke them out of, he broke them out of Egypt land. And now you got almost 3 million people, in a desert, and they're supposed to have a promise in their mouth. And you would think after God broke them out, he gave them a breakthrough. 430 years they suffered in slavery in Egypt. And the Bible says to the exact day, at the end of 430 years, God delivered them out of Egypt. Now, any God who can do that, they should have had a promise in their mouth. If you can bring us out of Egypt. See, they were facing hunger and thirst and they're in a desert. And it's nothing like being in a desert and you don't have any water or you don't have any food. Look what they did. Look, the Bible tells us what was in their mouth. We're in Psalm 78. We're in verse 19. Psalm 78, verse 19. Then they spoke against God. And they said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock, so waters gushed out and streams were overflowing. Can he give bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? It was just a height of doubt and unbelief. God had worked a miracle for them, and they were treating a miracle like it was something ordinary and mundane. They were acting like what God had done was not that big a deal. They said, can he provide a table in the wilderness? We know he struck the rock so that waters gushed out. They said, we know he struck the rock, waters gushed out. That wasn't that big. Are you kidding me? You're talking about almost 3 million people. In a desert, it is estimated it would take 100 million gallons of water to give them water 1 month. 100 million gallons of water. If you got 3 million people, and we're not counting their animals and all that, but if you got 3 million people and you try to feed them for 30 days, just feeding them, they said, can the Lord provide meat? We bought water, that was nothing. Can he provide meat? You said the Lord put a roof over my head in 2020, that was nothing. You said the Lord was my provider. That was nothing. We better stop treating the Lord like what he did for us in 2020 was nothing. I said, because God, hey, he bought us from a mighty long way. Somebody said, well, brother, you don't know. I caught COVID. Well, he bought you through it, didn't he? You ought to be blessing his name because he bought you through it. You said, well, I didn't catch COVID. Well, then he kept you from it. You ought to be blessing his name that he kept you from it or that he bought you through it. But either way, you got the victory tonight. You say, I ain't got nothing to praise him for. You're here and in your right mind with a heart to pray. I wish I had an amen in this place. You ought to tell him thank you. Most of you drove in an automobile. You drove an automobile here. You drove a car here. You ought to tell him thank you. You say, gotcha now, I ain't got no car. Well, you walked here. You ought to tell him thank you for that. I said, he put bread on your table this past year, and that was no ordinary situation. God made a way for you again, and then again he did it, and then again he did it, and then he opened doors for you, and he put his favor, I wish I had an amen in here, he put his favor on you. He helped you down there on the job. He helped you when you was home. He protected you in the Walmart parking lot. God helped you again, and again, and again, and again. Woo! And when you slept, angels were watching over you. He was still on the case. While you and I were resting, God was still on the case. I said, he's been a mighty good God. He brought us through 2020. And we're here to talk about it. Glory be to God. And Israel said, that ain't nothing. He brought water from a rock. So what? That ain't nothing. Millions of gallons of water flowed through a rock. That ain't nothing. Can he bring meat? They asked, can the Lord bring meat? Can he take care of us in 2020? Almost 3 million people. If you fed them quail for 30 days, you'd have to have 90 million quail. That's if they just ate one. But if you got some brothers like me who are going to try and get two of them quail. if you gave everybody two, you'd have 180 million quail. And they should have been saying, any God who can bring water from a rock is a God who can supply my need. Any God who can bring me through 2020 the way you did is a God I can trust in 2021. Any God who brought me through and healed my body in 2020, he's a God I'm going to trust him in 2021. Any God who made a way out of no way, made a way when there was no way. Any God who opened a door when there was no door, I'm going to trust him in 2021. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I said he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let any rocks cry out for me. I know the Lord bought me from a mighty long way. He sustained me. He helped me. He strengthened me. He brought me through again and again and again. He's been a mighty good God. I said he's been a mighty good God. We have to focus on our position, who we are in Christ. We have to focus on our promise, what God has promised. And finally, we've got to focus on our praise. I said, if focusing on your position don't bring the breakthrough, but it will. If focusing on your promise don't bring the breakthrough, but it will. Oh, I dare you. I double dog dare you to start praising him for what he's done for you. I dare you to get up on your feet right now. I double dog dare you to start to magnify him. I dare you to do it. I dare you to bless his name. Hey! I dare you to bless him. God's been good to you. I said, God's made a way for you. I said, God's opened doors for you. I said, the Lord has seen you through again and again. He's been a mighty good God. Not just a good God. He's been a mighty good God. I said, and what he's done before, he'll do it again. I said, he's the same God. If he did it before, he'll do it again. You may not know how, you may not know when, but the Lord himself, he'll do it again. I said, he will do it again. He will help you in the middle of the night. He will help you when it's noonday. He will help you at the end of the day. Israel said, if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on my side when trouble rose up around me, if it hadn't been for the Lord, where would I be tonight? I said, God's been good, and he's not through being good to you. Pastor preached today, God's got a plan. Jeremiah 29:11, he's got a plan for your prosperity. He's got a plan for your blessing. He's got a plan for your breakthrough. There's a breakthrough with your name on it. Glory to God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you tonight. We bless you and thank you. We reverence you because you've been so good. And we thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the breakthrough. Doesn't matter what we've been through. Doesn't matter what we've gone through. You've got a breakthrough for us. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for it. Father, thank you as we pay attention. As we pay attention to our position in Christ. As we pay attention to our promises. Every promise in the book is ours. And oh, as we spend time praising you, blessing you, giving you the glory, especially when we don't see the answer, especially when we can't see it, Father God, just like Paul and Silas in Acts 16, when they couldn't see the answer, but they started praising you anyway. They started blessing you. They didn't have the answer. They'd been beaten with their feet fast in the stocks, but they began to magnify you, and you send an earthquake to shake that place, to shake off those chains, to open up the prison doors. You send a breakthrough. And I thank you tonight, Father God. Oh, in people's bodies, there's a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in finances. Breakthrough down there on the job. Breakthrough in relationships. Breakthrough in situations at home. Breakthrough over children. Breakthrough in every situation, scenario, and circumstance. We say there's a breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus, because we've got the greater one on the inside of us. Thank you for it, Father. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Through Christ, in Christ, we overwhelmingly conquer. And so thank you tonight, in Jesus' name. Sit down for just a moment, saints. If you're here tonight, and maybe you see people shouting and full of joy, let me tell you this, every head bowed, every eye closed, if you need the Lord in your life, you say, I hear what you're saying, I want that, but I'm a bad person. I've done some things you don't know about. Oh, God's got a breakthrough for you. It happened through the blood of Jesus. The price has already been paid. Forgiveness has already been extended. All you have to do is receive it. Let me see your hand. Anybody in here? You say, pray for me. I need a breakthrough in salvation. I want to be born again. Anybody here? You don't know what would happen if you died tonight. Ushers, help me just real quick. Anybody here? And you want to be prayed for salvation? Anybody you want to be prayed for? You need a breakthrough because you've been born again, but you're not living right. You know you're not living right. Holy Spirit's witnessing to you in your heart. Let me see your hand. You say, I'm born again, but I'm not living right. Yes, I see your hand. Come on now, you know the Holy Spirit's dealing with you. If he's going to give you a breakthrough, you're going to have to be honest. Yes. Let me see your hand. I want to pray for you. You said, God's dealing with me. God's dealing with me. I want a breakthrough. Yes, you're going to have to get right with him. You're going to have to make it right. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me in this adulterous generation, he said, I'll be ashamed of you if you're ashamed of me. Oh, but he loves you so much. He loves you so much. And today is your breakthrough. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Today is your breakthrough. God's trying to help you. God don't want you going through that. God wants to deliver you in this brand new year. Oh, but you got to be real with him. You got to be real. You got to be sincere. Oh, he's got a breakthrough. Listen, I want to pray for you. I want to do just what I said. On the count of three, I'm going to count to three. And if you raised your hand, or you should have raised your hand on either of those invitations, I want you just to stand to your feet. I'm going to count to three. One, I want you to forget about everybody around you. Forget about everything around you. God is dealing with you. Two, you lifted your hand, or you should have. Three, just stand right up on your feet. Just stand right up on your feet right now. That's right. That's right. Just stand right up on your feet. Now come right down here. Come right on down here. Come right on down here. Come right on down here. Come on. Come on, God's going to help you. God's going to help you tonight. God's going to help you tonight. Come right on down here. God's going to help you tonight. He's going to help you tonight. He's going to help you tonight. Praise God. That's right. Don't be ashamed. That's right. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. God sees the sincerity of your heart. Man always looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord is looking on the heart. The Lord is looking on the heart. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's right. Just come on. Come on. We've got time. Come on. God wants to help you. Let him help you. Let him help you. The Lord wants to help you tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I just want you to lift one hand to the Lord. Lift one hand to him, because that's who we're praying to. We're not coming to a man. We're coming to God. I just want you to say this prayer out loud. To make it easier, I want everybody to say it out loud. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. That's right. Just say it out loud. I surrender my heart to you right now. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. I believe you raised him from the dead on the third day. And I repent of my sins. Ask you to forgive me. Ask you to restore me. And I will live for you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. You can mark this day on your calendar, because you're going to have breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. And though the enemy tries, he will not be successful. God is going to bring you through. I want you to just go with Reverend Greg here. He's got some materials for you. He's not going to keep you very long. He's just going to give you some materials. He's going to answer a few questions. Praise God. We're all on the same team. How do we encourage people on the same team? Glory to God. Praise God. We're all on the same team. Praise God. Jesus is our captain. Jesus is our champion. Come on, let's let him hear it again. Praise God. Praise God. God's going to turn some things around. God's going to change some things for them and for you. You know, my friend, it's been such a joy and honor to share God's word with you tonight. And I want you to remember, meditate, concentrate on who you are in Christ, because your position in him has already been established. I want you to get the promises of God, whatever you're facing, in your heart, coming out of your mouth, because those precious, exceeding, great, mighty promises are going to bring the victory every single time, no matter what it looks like. And I want you to praise God. Come hell or high water, praise him anyway. No matter what you're feeling, praise him anyway, because your praise will cause a breakthrough to come. Like David said, it was the mighty breakthrough of waters. Thank you for being here tonight. We just honor you. And thank you for just getting out and coming out on Sunday night. And listen, be here Wednesday night, Hour of Power, and then be back here Sunday morning, School of the Bible, 9 o'clock hour, and then another mighty word from heaven in the 10 o'clock hour right here at Rhema Bible Church. Those of you online, thank you for tuning in. If you prayed those prayers with us and you write into, partnerservice@rhema.org. So you write in there, partnerservice@rhema.org. So, all right, we love you, one and all. God bless you. You're dismissed.